Shoytis Ninu, like what he called them Shoytis, like fools, the Tavdav Nun Dalar Omer Aleph, for the Gemara, Toyis Ninu. These are cases of Toyis, they start made mistakes that they don't know when they start to see Dam. They're not called Shoytis though. Moshezerech Nami. And the word the Tony Toyis, learn where the Toyis, like he asked the question, what are you talking in the case of the Mishnah, where she saw Ben Ashmosha, she saw Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Say in the case we know when for sure she saw. Still, the shalu is what's the nachas? When is she muta? When is she zata? When is she yasa? So the chnami, the Tony Toyis, Titani, we learn like this. Rashi says, Lepirish, Pichos, the Mastisa Kosi. And now we'll come to explain in normal Isha what's her cycle. The time is like this. What's going to be Yom Echotem of Yom Echotor? And each that always sees, one day she sees and one day she does not see. The third day she sees, fourth day she does not see. What's the halacha with such an Isha? Halacha is Misham Shoy Shmini. That's all. The eighth day she's allowed to live with her husband. Because the first day she saw she became an Ida. Second day she didn't see. Third day she sees. Fourth day, no. Fifth day, yes. Sixth day, no. Seventh day she sees, okay? But then by seventh day by night, she makes hefsek tara and she goes to the mikveh the seventh night. So therefore, shmini v'leili imay. She's allowed to live with us, but shemesh shmini v'leili imay. And v'leili imay means the night afterwards, the night after the eighth day, going into the ninth day, that's also she's mutter, because she only sees the daytime. So she only has the eighth day. Now, v'arba leilois, mitoch shmai nasa yom. She also has now four nights during these 18 days. 18 days is 7 days of Nidus and then 11 days. So during these 11 days, by the way, during these next 11 days, four nights should be mutter to the husband. Because she can never become a Zav Gedela, because she never sees 3 days in a row. She sees one day, but the next day she does not see. So she sees one day during the 11 days, it's called the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So through that one day she's Tamid, next day she's not. And then she's Shemeres Yom, and next night she could live together with her husband. So if out of the 11 days, 4 days she's mutter with her husband. But so far we're talking about she only sees by daytime. What's going to be if let's say she sees it by evening? Then she can only live with her husband the eighth night. That's all, the eighth day, the night of the eighth day. Because otherwise, throughout the 11 days, she sees at nighttime. So every night she's also. One night she sees, the next night she's Shemesh Yom Keneged Yom. The next night she sees. So therefore, she only has only the eighth night she can live with her husband. As a shmini bavad, what's going to be in a cycle like this? Let's say shnei yom tumeim, 2 days she sees in a row, or shnei yom tovim, 2 days she does not see. So mishamesh shmini, she can live together with her husband on the eighth day, again because the seventh day, true, she's tamei, that's a nidah, but then she's tor for the seventh and eighth day she does not see. So though to the seventh she's tamei anyway, that's nidah, but the eighth day she's muta. Ushneimas huden then 2 days not, then she has way Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, then the 12th day she can live together again, the Shishas on the 16th day, the Yesrim and the 20th day. So these are the 3 nights she's mutlu with her husband. For the Gemara again, but the Shamash Nami the Shiso, why can't she do it on the 19th day? Also it's Yimei Taira, and Rosh Hashanah, it's Yimei Yotzaraya, Gargum, the Tanah, not the Melemi Gemara, later the fine days, that says Gargum, you know, we hold this time all that's us to live together. In other words, the night, even though she can't be a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, but still it's a garden to live together before you finish the next day. And the Pshat is Mamash is called an Isser. That's why it says here it's also. Rashi says, the Shamash Patisha, the 19th day. The Kamlugas, we yell, Barak Achroin, Yom Echad Osa, Limei Ziva, Leibin and Shimma, the 11th day does not need Shimmer anymore. Because she can't be Mitzaref anymore to become a Zava. But the question is still, it says Gargan then over there, that if you see on the Yidal is the 11th day, and she's Tevul B'yayim, so she should not be Mishamah, she's still in Issa, Madrabon still also. So that's why here we hold the 19th night, it's also to live together. Ravashi Yoma Nihi Dechados Le Boy Shimmer, true, the 11th day does not need Shimmer, but I see you, Mio Boy Shimmer. But the 10th day, she needs Shimmer for that. Now what's going to be in Isha that has Shloshi Yom Tmeim, 3 days she sees in a row, or Shloshi Yom in term, then 3 days she saw she doesn't see. So look at this, Mishamesh Shnei Yomim. She could live together with her husband for 2 days, that's all. At the first 3 days she saw, then the next 3 days she did not see. Okay, so that's 6 days. Now the seventh day she does not sieve, that she has tumas nidirona. Then the eighth goes to the mikvah. Then on the eighth and ninth day she's mutter to live with her husband. But that's all. But b'shur v'enim shemesh l'yonim, she can never live with her husband anymore, because after that, when she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava, and then she can never become tor from that, because she always sees 3 days later. She never had v'enikim. What's going to be an isha that our boy yomim tameim, 4 days she sees in a row, and then be our boy yom tor, and then 4 days she remains tor, she does not see dam. So what do we do here? Slochris mishameshes yoimechod, she's allowed to live 1 day. There's 4 days she saw, then the next 4 days she does not see. So those next 4 days, let's see, 5, 6, and 7 is anywhere nidur. The 8th day she's muta, and then that's it. Because again, after that she becomes a zavah gedolah, and then she never has zaynikiyim, so she reigns also liyolam. What's going to be nisha chamishi yom tamem chamishi yom tarim? 5 days she sees, or 5 days she does not see. So again, mishamesh shleishi yomim. The first 7 days she's also, but then the 8th, 9th, and 10th, those 3 days she's muta. And again, v'shuvena shemesh liyolam, after that she can't live together anymore, because again, she becomes a zavah gedolah, she can't become tor. What's going to be Shishiyom Tumeim, 6 days she sees, for Shishiyom, then 7, 6 days she's tor. The law is Mishameshes Chemishiyomim, 5 days she's mutter to live, and that's it. Again, Veshuvenim Mishamesh Yerlam, because after that she becomes a Zav Gedola, and once she becomes a Zav Gedola, she can never become tor. Therefore, because she doesn't see, she always sees every 5 days, no, but then it never goes 7 days she does not see, the 5th day she'll see again. So if so, she'll always remain tummy. What's going to be, and these are even 6 days, 6 days this was, what's going to be Shiva Yom Timei and Shiva Yom Tarim, 7 days she sees, 7 days not. So now Mishameshes Revi Yomel, 1/4 of the day she's mutter to live with her husband, Mitoichav Chesiyom, between the 28 days. In other words, the first 7 days she has tumas nida, then the next 7 days she's mutter to her husband. But then after that, when she sees the next 7 days, she becomes the Zav Gedola. So since she becomes a Zav Gedola, she doesn't start counting Zaynikiyim until after that. She has to wait 7 days of Tyra. And then after that she becomes a Nida. So a period of 28 days, she's only mutter to her husband for 7 days. What's going to be Shemayna Yom Tumeya, 8 days she sees straight. Who Shemayna Yom Tumeya, she's tall for 8 days. Shemeshameshes Chamisha Siyem, she's mutter to her husband 15 days. Mitoich HaBoyim. Who Shemayna, no matter 48 days, she's mutter 15 days. Because first she sees 8 days, so the 1 day she saw after Nidus, that's like a Shmeras Yom Keneged Yom, and then now the next 8 days she's Tor. So again, 15 days she's Muta. Out of these 48 days, the same cycle: 8 days she does not see, she sees, and 8 days not. So each Cheshbon comes out this way, that 15 days she's Muta. Now it says, the question is, how do you have 15 days of Reya Beis? There's only 14 days. Or Avada Bar Yitzchok, Zoy Samara, Shimeni Dosa, Shein Royabem, Oilu Lesviru Zivosa. That yes, that she starts counting the days of the Nida that she does not see, that helps for the count of Zaynikim. Therefore, she's finished a day earlier. And therefore, no, Zaynikim does not need 7 days or join the 11 days. It would even be included some of the days of the Yimei Nidus, as long as she did not see that day. Because real the Gemara says, the boy, I have a question like this, the boy who.